USA Radio News.
By a 5-4 margin, the Supreme Court has barred public employee contracts requiring workers to pay union dues. Mark Nix is the president of the National Right to Work Foundation. He was arguing the case. He explains what this means for workers.
In 22 states, roughly 5 million workers are compelled as a condition of their employment to pay a fee to a private organization to work for government. Those workers today have been freed from that burden.
Larry Kudlow, director of the National Economic Council, returned to work earlier this week, 2 weeks after being hospitalized with a mild heart attack. Kudlow joined Fox Business to talk about trade and what President Trump proposed at the G7.
He is a free trader, and he would like to see a new world trading system. Current one's broken. He'd like to see no tariffs, no non-tariff barriers, no subsidies.
This is USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin. And I got into tan that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jeff, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
Bill Clinton visited The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, where he weighed in on Sarah Sanders being kicked out of a restaurant over politics.
I also had a lot of respect for the way Sarah Huckabee Sanders handled it. I mean, she was very dignified. She didn't chew him out. She didn't pitch a fit. She didn't call him immigrant loving thugs or whatever. She just got up and left and offered to pay.
Clinton also said, as Americans, it's time for us to come together.
What I'd like to see this be the beginning of something where, you know, it would be better if we started talking to each other again. Sooner or later, people need to quit tearing each other down and go to work.
Nearly half of Texas's registered voters have an unfavorable opinion of the NFL. That's according to a new University of Texas, Texas Tribune poll. The poll found that 20% of white voters had a favorable opinion of the NFL, while 55% had a negative impression. Among Hispanic voters, 29% positive, 39% negative. And among African Americans, 49% favorable, 24% unfavorable. This is USA Radio News.
Breaking news from MyPillow.com. Free shipping when you purchase 2 premium MyPillows on the 2-pack special. Free shipping. 60-day money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty. Machine washable and dryable. Made in the USA. Click on the 2-pack special at MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure to use promo code USA. Free shipping on the 2-pack special. Order now.
Is it okay to disagree with someone and still be civil towards them? Well, Zachary R. Wood believes, yes, it is okay. He's author of a new book titled Uncensored, My Life and Uncomfortable Conversations at the Intersection of Black and White America. He joined me earlier today, and one of the things we discussed is why nowadays it seems like you can't disagree with someone politically and still be friends with them.
Well, I think there are a number of factors contributing to this. I think one is the effect of social media. I think another is that our society is becoming increasingly polarized politically, and so that when we encounter people who have a different set of values or a different set of beliefs that they care deeply about, we see them as in some way being like bad or evil, right? Not just that they have a different view, but that because they have a different view, they're not good people.
Yeah, you mentioned social media. Can you expand on that a little bit? Because that seems to be the new thing, from posting people's addresses online to, you know,
definitely
setting up the the organizational side of things.
Exactly.
Talk about how social media has changed things.
So I think social media, especially for my generation, for millennials, social media allows us to mobilize bias and galvanize very quickly, because you can post one thing, tweet one thing, and then it gets shared and liked and commented on. And so that when we're talking about difficult issues, right, it allows us, one, you also have algorithms that are reinforcing the beliefs we already have.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.